This is NPR Illinois. Come January 1st, marijuana possession will be legal in Illinois, making it the 11th state to approve recreational use of the plant. Though officials expect strong demand when retail sales start, questions about the new law still linger. Our reporter Maureen McKinney reached out to several experts for answers. Sam Dunklaw talked with her about what she learned.
Maureen, a lot of folks that we've heard from, whether here in Illinois or out of state, like this listener in Tennessee, have asked about the basics of this new marijuana law.
There have been some questions about how much we could buy, how much flower, or this, that, and the other. Could you give us some information about that?
So you can possess 30 grams, which is about an ounce, and if you're from out of state, you get to possess half that. It's adult use only, and it's not allowed outdoors. So like Toy Hutchinson said, there are folks worried about having to walk through clouds of smoke, and that's not going to happen. The only places allowed to have recreational smoking are businesses like hookah lounges or the dispensaries if they set aside an area for smoking.
And Tori Hutchinson, we should remind our listeners, was one of the main sponsors of the legislation, who was in the state Senate at the time that it passed and is now the Pritzker administration's so-called cannabis czar.
Right.
How many businesses are going to be allowed? Do we know the number of retail dispensaries that there are going to be come January 1st and how that's going to roll out?
At least for January 1, there are about 30, and they have to be already medical dispensaries. And there are applications out now for the recreational dispensaries, and those are going to be awarded in the spring. I think the decision comes out January 2nd.
Something, too, that we've looked into or you've looked into in talking to some folks is whether or not demand will exceed the availability of the product, and product being things like marijuana flower, the more traditional sort of bud-looking stuff, the oils, the extracts, that kind of thing. Is there going to be enough when people start lining up January 1st?
Right. Probably not. It really sounds like there will literally be lines as soon as they open. And I talked to Dan Lynn, who is the former head of Illinois's National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws and is now a dispensary manager at two locations. He expects demand to be so high that prices will be crazy, like as high as $600, depending on the quality of the strain. The legal market, he says, is going to be so high and the price is so high that there are probably going to be people who aren't satisfied with the prices in the legal market and will turn to the non-legal.
This is a market that has existed for decades illegally. There's plenty of people in that traditional market, as they call it, who are happy and satisfied with the producers and distributors that they're already making these purchases from.
A lot of folks at public universities, private universities around the state are interested in this. Can you consume your legal marijuana product on, like, a campus, for example?
Probably not, because colleges are able to make whatever rules they want to stop cannabis use on campus.
Illinois, of course, is not the only state to have legalized marijuana. But what makes Illinois' law really different than anyone else's?
The social equity component that really works to expunge the records of individuals who were caught up in the war on drugs that disproportionately affected minority communities.
You talked to former State Senator Toy Hutchinson, who's now Illinois' cannabis czar, about that. She, from what I understand, says that that's a crowning achievement.
We had a governor who believed in it, and we had bill sponsors and drafters who gave everything they possibly could to make sure that if we were going to normalize and legalize this activity, that you could not do that at the same time as not paying attention to the communities that it hurt the most during Prohibition. To think of it any other way would be fundamentally unfair.
course, Illinois is the 11th state to allow recreational marijuana to be legalized, and the first one that did it legislatively. And it was important to those lawmakers to include that social equity component.
The law enforcement community, as well as the business community, have been opponents to this initially. But I'm wondering what you've heard from the business community specifically about whether or not they're concerned that they're going to have a lot of high workers starting to stream into their workplaces.
Right. From what I've heard, I talked to Todd Meisch, who's ahead of the State Chamber of Commerce, and he says that the law has really strong policies on the ability of companies to drug test.
There are a lot of businesses, many, many businesses, where safety and even federal law require absolute drug-free workplaces. We believe that the law that's in place guarantees that.
Maureen, I want to get back to the concerns about the law enforcement community. You spoke to one particular person from that area. Can you tell us what he said?
Yeah, that was Ed Wojcicki, who is the executive director of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. And he said there were concerns about safety. For instance, you've got to be careful consuming edibles. They'd seen in out of state that there were people who got too high because they had an edible they weren't used to. The high, it's really fast with the flower, but in terms of edibles, it may take longer and they may get so high they get sick. That was one of his concerns. And the other was a warning, what you can and can't possess in your car. You can't carry it in a baggie. You've got to have it in an odorless, colorless shield.
All right. Maureen, thanks for the reporting on this.
You're welcome.
Illinois' new marijuana law set to take effect New Year's Day. You can find more answers to questions you may have about the law at our website at nprillinois.org.